Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the ninth parak of Maseches Bamitzia, and we are doing Mishnah Bey. Says the Mishnah, Mekabel Sadeh Michavero, V'hi Beis Hashlachan or Beis Ha'ilan. If a person receives a field to work as a sharecropper, and it is a Beis Hashlachan. Beis Hashlachan means that does not suffice on rainwater. You need to actually water it. A Beis Ha'ilan is that it's something that an artist really appreciates, because he gets a lot more peiros without too much tircha. I mean, you have to plant grain every year, a tree, regenerates itself and just keeps, you just have to take basic care of it, and it continues to provide payroll. So it's a really wonderful type of situation for a sharecropper. Yavash Hamayan v'nixasi ilan, if the water source that was used to water that field dries up, or the tree that's in that field gets cut down, if you receive that field as a chakirus, that you're supposed to get X number of bushels, X number of pounds of payros from that field each year, so that does not get deducted, because you were never megaladas, the other guy was never megaladas, that he's only giving it to you because of the mayan or because of the ilan. So therefore he's got to give you what the promised salary. But if he specifically identifies the field as this sadeh beis hashlachin, then you're megaladas that you're only giving him such a high salary because it's a beis hashlachin, so there's going to be plenty of water available to water the field, or because it's a beis ha'ilan, and therefore there's going to be plenty of fruit that the field produces. So yavashem menu l'ksas ilan menakalo min chakaro. Then if the mayan dries up or the ilan gets cut down, then we do deduct from the chakirus that he's supposed to receive. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel, hamakabel sod mechaveru vehovira. If a person receives a field as an aris, he's supposed to get a half, a third, a quarter of what the field produces, and he just doesn't do anything. He leaves it fallow. He doesn't plow it. He doesn't plant it. So shamanos hakamaru uyalasos v'nosinlo. We have to assess how much the field should have been able to produce, and that's what you have to provide for the guy. Shekach chosuv lo im over v'lo aved ashalim b'mitva, because you make the deal that if I leave it empty and I don't do what I'm supposed to do, then ashalim b'mitva, I'll pay based on what it should have done, what the field should have produced, and therefore that's what the farmer is on the hook for. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Beis, we said that if a person receives a field that happens to be a beis hashlachan or a beis ha'ilan, and then the source of all the profit dries up or is gone, you still pay him the regular chakirus. But if you tell him that you identify it, that I'm giving you this salary because it's a beis hashlachan or beis ha'ilan, then when it dries up, we deduct that. Then moving on to Mishnah Gimel, we said that if a person receives a field and doesn't do any work on it, we have to assess how much the field could have or should have, under normal circumstances, if someone were working it, produced, and that's what the person is responsible for. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Tes Mishnah Dalet.